Getting a group of people organized to do something in a timely manner is not just a 21st century problem. In April 1789, when George Washington was inaugurated as the country's first president, America's six congregations decided to send a joint letter of congratulations. Months later, the intention was just that. No organization, no follow-through. So Levi Sheftel, the president of Mikveh Israel, decided to write on behalf of his own congregation, a letter found on the panel. This was the first letter in which American Jews offered their support and allegiance to the new American president. And Washington responded in the first letter written by a United States president to a Jewish congregation. The letter can be seen in the center case.
May the same wonder-working deity, who long since delivered the Hebrew from their Egyptian oppressors and planted them in the Promised Land, who has been conspicuous in establishing the United States as an independent nation, still continue to water them with the dews of heaven.
Sheftel and Washington's letters were published together in the Gazette of the United States, a sort of newsletter. This inspired the other five congregations to send their own letters of support as well. In all of his responses, Washington wholeheartedly supported religious freedom. As you can see in the case and in the hall as you leave, Levi Sheftel's letter was just the first correspondence between United States presidents and this congregation.